You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As a disclaimer, this next piece contains conversations surrounding domestic abuse and family violence. If this is a topic that makes you uncomfortable, tune out now for the next 5 minutes and we'll see you back afterwards. New Zealand has one of the highest rates of family violence that can often involve pets, either as victims of violence or as bargaining chips by the abusers. Women's Refuge surveys have found that women are more likely to stay in abusive relationships due to fear that their pets will be harmed. But now Pet Refuge, the first dedicated centre to house pets who are victims of domestic violence, has opened this week. The centre is located in rural Auckland with up to 75 spots for animals suffering from this abuse. I spoke to the founder of Pet Refuge, Julie Chapman, today about the situation for animals in domestic abuse situations and about the new centre. I began by asking Chapman who Pet Refuge was.
Pet Refuge is a new organisation that exists to provide temporary housing for pets of people escaping domestic violence. So we have built New Zealand's very first animal shelter that caters specifically for that issue. As we know that, unfortunately, in family violence situations, pets are often used as a means of control. They're threatened, injured, and unfortunately even sometimes killed.
What is the link between domestic violence and abuse towards animals?
Yeah, so we have the highest reporting rates of domestic violence in the world, in New Zealand. We also have the second highest rate of pet ownership in the world. And so when you think about it and you put those two things together, we know that perpetrators of abuse are looking for ways all of the time to control and coerce their victims. And because pets are family and are so important to people and a source of comfort, they target the pets in order to try and control the victims. And often those victims are also children, so it's a terrible, terrible situation for people to find themselves in.
What is the time frame aim for Pet Refuge to house pets for?
So we can, I think the average length of stay for a pet based on overseas programs is about 3 to 4 months. And we would obviously be constantly working with the owners of the pets to see how they're going with securing accommodation. We know that obviously housing is a challenge in New Zealand right now. So, I think I would just say if there are any landlords out there that, you know, do have pet-friendly rentals, please get in touch with us at Pet Refuge. You can do that through our website. And we would love to hear from you if we pass you on to people that are looking for violence-free homes and security for them and their pets.
Who is Pet Refuge working closely with?
So we take referrals from Women's Refuge, police, Shine and other family violence agencies. So if people that are looking to leave violence behind are wanting to, have part of their safety plan or their escape plan involves their pets and where they could go, they're able to get referrals through those agencies. You can also go to our website and find out how to get help on there. But I guess, for people listening that don't know about us or people that may be thinking of leaving and wondering about their pets, we provide a service that is free of charge, covers all the things that your pet will need while you're with us, food, vaccinations, bedding, expert carers, really high standards of animal welfare, and we treat them as though they were our own pets so that when people are leaving, they can secure their own safety, knowing that their pets are also safe from being harmed.
And how can people support Pet Refuge?
So we are officially open this week, and as part of that, we've launched our Safe Beds for Pets program. That means that people who want to support us can donate $25 a month to sponsor a safe bed, and that will provide a pet in the shelter with everything they need. So it's a great way, I guess, to support our work and ensure that we can continue to be there for as long as we're needed for the many pets that we will help. We already have 6 dogs and 4 cats in our care. So, you know, as soon as we opened, the people who had been waiting and planning and hoping that they could escape family violence are now taking up that opportunity, and they're telling us that literally this is a lifesaver for them. And
do you have any final comments about Pet Refuge?
I just think we'd love as many people that, you know, care about animals to get involved as possible, and it's really easy. Just go to our website, petrefuge.org.nz, and you can sign up to become a safety supporter online.
That was Julie Chapman, founder of Pet Refuge, on the new Pet Refuge Centre in rural Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.